Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Monday, June 22nd. Today is National Onion Ring Day. So if someone offers you fries today, you are completely within your rights and, in fact, beholden to ask for that upgrade. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes. Peak IV offers IV therapy infusions and booster shot options focused on hydration, altitude relief, immune support, athletic recovery, energy, and general wellness services designed with High Sierra life in mind. Coming up today, crews stop the forward progress of a vegetation fire in Big Pine. Forest Health Works continues near Shady Rest Park. Bishop Twin Theater launches its summer movie series. Mono County prepares for its annual rabies and licensing clinics. California's first free fishing day is coming up. BLM fire restrictions take effect across the Eastern Sierra, and we'll have your community calendar, three-day weather forecast, and road report. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Fire crews responded Friday evening to a vegetation fire near Highway 395 and Blake Street in Big Pine. The incident, known as the Bartell Fire, was initially reported as approximately 1/2 acre with several structures threatened. Forward progression was stopped, and the fire's final reported size was updated to 3/4 acre. Big Pine Fire, Cal Fire, the California Highway Patrol, Inyo County Sheriff's Office, and Bishop Police Department were among the agencies reporting at the scene. The incident was later deactivated from the watch duty map, with no additional updates expected unless conditions changed. Forest health and fuels reduction work continues in Mammoth Lakes with a few changes. Starting today, access to Shady Rest Park returns to its normal route via the paved sawmill cutoff. The temporary access detour is no longer in place, and unpaved sawmill road will be closed. Forest order closures remain in effect. The disc golf course trails, adjacent forest, and portions of the multi-use pathway, or MUP, remain closed 24 hours a day while forest restoration and wildfire risk reduction work continues. Volleyball and basketball courts and parking are closed during the work week, Monday at 7 a.m. through Friday at 5 p.m. Ball fields 1 and 2 are closed during work hours from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Active equipment and work crews remain in the area. Well, it's movie time. Bishop Twin Theater is bringing summer fun at the movies every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from June 23rd through July 23rd. Storks is showing this week on June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the good one, starts next week on June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. Space Jam, hell yeah, is showing July 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tom and Jerry the Movie follows on July 14th, 15th, and 16th. And the greatest movie of all time, Hey You Guys, The Goonies, rounds out the series July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. All shows start at 11 a.m. Same-day tickets are $3, or a $15 pass gets you unlimited admission. Here's a quick reminder from Eastern Sierra Now. When the news changes after this newscast ends, hey, we keep working. For breaking news, local stories, interviews, videos, weather, traffic, community information throughout the day, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Pretty please? Mono County, mark your calendars. The annual Rabies and Licensing Clinic for 2026 will be held this month. If you own a pet that requires vaccinations and licensing, this is an opportune time to ensure these services are completed. The first clinic will be held at the June Lake Library from 10 a.m. to noon, and the second at the Bridgeport Community Center from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Mono County Animal Services looks forward to seeing you and your pets at the clinic this year. They understand that some individuals may find it frustrating that certain areas such as Walker, Benton, and Topaz are not included this year. Unfortunately, due to the limited availability of local veterinarians, they are unable to accommodate all of these locations at once. Please rest assured that they plan to reach these underserved areas in the coming year. Thank you for your understanding. Help support the Independence Volunteer Fire Department Firefighters Association by purchasing a hat or shirt in time for the 4th of July. T-shirts are $25 and available in unisex sizes small through 3XL. Baseball hats are $30, one size fits all. Contact any fire department personnel to make a purchase by cash or check. Be part of one of Mammoth Lake's longest standing 4th of July traditions. Arts on the 4th relies on dedicated volunteers to help create a welcoming, vibrant memorial experience for artists, visitors, and families from across the Eastern Sierra and beyond. From greeting guests and supporting artists to assisting with setup, hospitality, and event operations, their volunteers play a vital role in making this festival possible. Whether you can spare a few hours or a full day, your time directly supports Mammoth Lakes Recreation's mission to enhance arts, culture, and outdoor recreation in our community. Join them, meet great people, and help bring this beloved event to life. Visit the Arts on the 4th website and check out the volunteer page to learn more and get signed up at artsonthe4th.com/volunteer. Life in the Eastern Sierra, well, it can take a lot out of you. Maybe you spent the weekend hiking, riding, fishing, climbing, working outside, or convincing yourself that the elevation was absolutely not affecting you, right before it reminded you that it definitely was. Or maybe you didn't climb a mountain at all. Maybe you're simply tired, dehydrated, stressed, and trying to get through another busy week. Peak IV offers IV therapy infusions and booster shot options focused on hydration, altitude relief, athletic recovery, immune support, energy, stress relief, and general wellness. And because mountain life doesn't always leave room in the schedule, Peak IV also offers mobile IV therapy options for homes, offices, hotels, apartments, and condos. So whether you live here, work here, play here, or come up to the Eastern Sierra and discovered that altitude is very real, Peak IV can help you explore wellness options designed around life in the High Sierra. Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration, located in Mammoth Lakes. Now, back to the news. To celebrate our nation's 250th birthday, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife encourages you to take advantage of the first of two California-free fishing days, which coincide with July 4th. On this day, you can fish in California without a fishing license. All fishing regulations, including bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, fishing hours, and stream closures still apply. This year, California's Free Fishing Day falls on July 4th and September 5th. For more information, visit wildlife.ca.gov. Go out, celebrate, fish, and stay safe. The Sierra Summer Challenge is back, and this year, Access Mammoth is inviting the community to help move mountains together. From July 5th through the 19th, participants from across the country will hike, bike, paddle, climb, walk, roll, swim, garden, or create their own challenge in support of adaptive recreation and inclusion through Access Mammoth. This peer-to-peer fundraiser is designed for everybody and every ability level. Whether you're logging miles on the trail, taking daily walks with friends, or challenging yourself to something new, every activity helps create access to life-changing outdoor experiences for individuals with disabilities. Every dollar raised supports adaptive equipment, participant scholarships, specialized instruction, year-round programs, inclusive outdoor experiences for children, adults, veterans, and families. Join as an individual, create a team, or support a participant from wherever you are. Together, we can help more people experience the freedom, confidence, joy, and connection that comes from outdoor adventure. Access Mammoth's 2026 fundraising goal is $175,000, and every mile, every post, and every donation helps move them closer. Because access doesn't happen by accident. It happens when communities move mountains together. Not able to participate? You can still make a difference. Donate today and help Access Mammoth keep mountain sports accessible to everyone. Find out more at accessmammoth.org/events. The Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance extends its sincere thanks to the California High School Rodeo Association for its generous donation of $2,792. This contribution will help support Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance programs and services that assist local individuals and families affected by cancer. They are grateful for the association's continued commitment to giving back and for the positive impact its members make in our community. Thank you for helping them make a difference. Seasonal fire restrictions are now in effect for BLM-managed public lands in the Eastern Sierra, covering Inyo, Mono, and portions of Alpine counties. These restrictions are in place due to dry conditions and high wildland fire danger. Restrictions include no campfires or open flames outside of agency-provided fire rings at developed campgrounds, no smoking except in enclosed vehicles or buildings, no target shooting, and no motorized vehicles off designated roads or trails. As always, fireworks are prohibited on all BLM lands. Help prevent human-caused wildfires. 95% of California wildfires are caused by people. Please plan ahead. Use caution and recreate responsibly. If your business, nonprofit, event, or organization wants to reach local audiences throughout Inyo and Mono counties, well, Eastern Sierra Now offers advertising and sponsorship opportunities across our website, mobile app, social media, video, news, interviews, community calendar, and special programming. Support local news while putting your message in front of the Eastern Sierra. Learn more or contact us through EasternSierraNow.com. Yesterday marked the first day of summer. If you are headed to Yosemite National Park, take some time to venture beyond Yosemite Valley and soak up everything the park has to offer. Explore the High Sierra, take a scenic drive along Tioga Road for cooler temperatures and sparkling alpine lakes. Stroll through the wildflower-covered expanse of Tuolumne Meadows in solitude. Experience the living history of nature and people. Walk among ancient giants in the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias located in the southern portion of the park. See live history at the Yosemite History Center in Wawona. Half the park is after dark. Head to Glacier Point for incredible sunsets. Stay after hours for a unique night sky view of the Milky Way over Yosemite Valley. Beat the heat. Temperatures can hit 100 degrees in summer, so start your hikes early and let the sun heat up the cliffs. Not you. By afternoon, stay cool in the shade by the river or near a waterfall. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Family owned, family run, and serving backyard barbecue on a big scale. From tri-tip and ribs to a full plate after a long day in the mountains, Copper Top Barbecue is the kind of stop on Highway 395 that deserves its own place on the calendar. CopperTopBarbecue.com. Now, here's what's coming up around the Eastern Sierra. The Monster Energy Mammoth Motocross continues this week through June 28th, bringing high-flying action to Mammoth Lakes. Every summer since 1968, racers have flocked to Mammoth Lakes for this classic event, the oldest continuously running motocross in the USA. The track has changed a little over the years, but the fun hasn't. The summer's best spectator sport, where the energy and adrenaline are contagious, Mammoth Motocross cannot be missed. Riders have ventured to six qualifying locations around California during the Road to Mammoth race circuit and are more than ready to bring home a coveted Mammoth Bear Trophy. Visit mammothmountain.com/motocross for schedules, tracks, maps, and more. Presented by Akamaya Culture Group and MAC, Numu Social Dance Night is a program for everyone to learn about traditional Paiute culture through dance and community gathering. Come join in tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Mono Arts Council Community Arts Center and Gallery in Mammoth. Something fresh is taking root in Bishop. Farm to Table Market will pop up at the Bishop United Methodist Church on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m., brought to you in partnership with Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. This isn't just a market. It's a celebration of local food, community care, and seasonal abundance. Expect fresh fruits and vegetables, backyard gardens, goods, handmade treats, local makers, and live music to set the vibe. Plus, don't miss the live culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd, featuring demonstrations, tastings, and recipes using what's fresh and in season right now. From gleaned apples to garden zucchini, this market is a place where food becomes nourishment, connection, and opportunity. Everyone is welcome and everyone is fed. You want to get involved? They're looking for volunteers to help with setup, market support, gleaning outreach, and more. Head to esfarmfresh.org to explore current opportunities and sign up. The first Trashy Thursday of the season is coming up. Join Mammoth Lakes Trail System on Thursday, June 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Mammoth Lakes Library for an evening of community cleanup and stewardship. Help keep Mammoth beautiful, then stick around afterwards for a free Stellar Brew community meal and your chance to win an adult raffle prize, a one-day lift ticket to Mammoth Mountain for the 2026-2027 winter season. It's free to participate and cleanup supplies are provided. No need to register. Grab a friend and help make a difference, one piece of trash at a time. Moto Hoedown Country Line Dancing is coming to Mammoth on Thursday. Dust off your boots after a day on the dirt and join in for the Country Line Dancing Night at Mammoth Rock and Bowl from 8 to 11 p.m. There will be a DJ all night, a line dance teacher, drinks, and good times. Call up your riding and dancing crew. This is one Moto Week party you won't want to miss. Wildfire preparedness starts at home. Join the Mammoth Lakes Wildfire Task Force team to learn about ongoing efforts in and around Mammoth Lakes to build wildfire resilience. Find out how you can help protect your home and neighborhood through home hardening and defensible space practices. This Friday, June 26th from 5 to 7 p.m., the team will be stationed at the corner of Mansfield Manzanita, and Durant's. Stop by, say hello, ask questions, and enjoy free barbecue. Two green waste dumpsters will also be available June 24th through the 29th along Dorrance to help residents clear vegetation and create defensible space around their properties. Schedule your free defensible space inspection at mlfd.ca.gov. Southern Annual Healthcare District's 4th Annual Health and Community Fair is being held in Lone Pine on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The free fair will feature entertainment for all ages, live music, food trucks, and vendors, free blood pressure and glucose testing, and giveaways. The first Bodie Ghost Walk night is Saturday. Join the Bodie Foundation for a ghostly night of fun after hours. The park will be open to late. The park will be open late to all visitors after 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Special tours of the cemetery town and stamp mill will be offered for an additional fee. Visit BodieFoundation.org for tickets and more information. Stamp mill tours and free history talks are also offered daily between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Stamp mill tours tickets are $6 per person and available in the Bodie Museum gift shop with tours of 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. Free history talks are at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talk series continue on Saturday at the new Shady Rest Campground Outdoor Amphitheater in Mammoth. Black bears are one of the most iconic and misunderstood animals of the Sierra. Join Sierra Forever Naturalists to discover the fascinating lives of bears and learn how we can safely share the landscape with them. Campfire talks begin at 6:30 p.m. and are free and open to all. You don't have to be staying at the campground. Programs are outside and subject to cancellation without warning. An adult must accompany children on all programs. Dress for changing weather. Toyabe Indian Health Project is hosting a free fishing license workshop to help tribal members get their 2026 Native American Sport Fishing License, free of charge and valid for one full year. Staff will make copies of your IDs and mail off your application for you. The workshop will take place Wednesday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Toyabe Conference Room, 250 North CV Lane in Bishop. Bring your California ID and tribal ID. Questions? Call Vanessa and Community Health at 760-872-2622. Now here's your three-day Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, Monday will be sunny and hot with a high near 99 and a low around 59. Tuesday will be even hotter with sunshine and a high near 103, great, and a low around 62. Extended outdoor activity could increase the risk of dehydration or heat-related illness. Wednesday remains mostly sunny and very hot with a high near 103 and a low around 60. Gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation may create an elevated fire threat. In Mammoth Lakes, Monday will be sunny and warm with a high near 81 and a low around 46. Tuesday, sunny, very warm with a high of 84, low around 49. Afternoon breezes are expected. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high of 82, low around 45. Gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation could also increase the fire threat in the high country, so let's be careful, everyone. On US 395 between Lake Street and Ash Creek Road, utility crews will conduct intermittent traffic breaks Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. while pulling wire over the roadways. Drivers may experience up to 10 minutes in delay. North of Mammoth Lakes on 395 between Sawmill Cutoff Road and Owens River Road, they will have intermittent lane closures Monday through Friday, 7 to 3, for pavement marking and wrong-way driver signs. Near Crowley Lake, US 395 between the southbound on-ramp at Crowley Lake Drive and McGee Creek Road will have intermittent traffic breaks Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. while utility crews replace poles. Delays of up to 10 minutes are possible. On State Route 158 between North Shore Road and US 395, one-way traffic control is scheduled Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for utility work. Drivers may experience delays of up to 10 minutes. Near Levining, shoulders will close along US 395 from south of State Route 120 East to State Route 120 West and from State Route 120 West to the Picnic Grounds Road, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for utility work. Between Conway Ranch Road and Virginia Lakes Road, the northbound outside lane and shoulder of US 395 will intermittently close Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Brief delays are possible. In Bishop, the northbound outside lane and shoulder of 395 remain closed between Bishop Creek Bridge and Barlow Lane for the Meadow Farms ADA project. Speed limit, 25 miles per hour. All driveways will remain accessible, and work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Grinding and paving continues on US 395 between Barlow Lane and Y Road. The southbound outside lane and sidewalk between Academy and Line are closed. As they turn onto Academy Avenue and Church Street, those are zone available. The speed limit is 35 miles per hour from CV Lane to Y Road. Near Aspendale, one-way road traffic continues on State Route 168 West between Reservoir Road and Big Trees Road. Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., drivers may experience five-minute delays. And for the Manzanar pavement project, one lane in each direction is closed through Independence, with northbound traffic using a temporary crossover south of Manzanar. Several turns from US 395 are unavailable. Speed limits 55 miles per hour outside town and 25 miles per hour within Independence. Delays are possible. And last, in Lone Pine, outside lanes and shoulders remain closed in both directions on US 395 while crews build sidewalks from Taya Road to Inyo Street and from Locust Road to East Lubkin Avenue. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update, Monday, June 22nd. Thanks again to Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes for sponsoring today's show. For more local news, stories, events, interviews, and videos from across Inyo and Mono counties, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube for video news, community updates, entertainment, and programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Monday. Stay hydrated. Be careful with anything that can spark a fire. And remember, on National Onion Ring Day, eating the small broken pieces first is not snacking. It's quality control.